Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This Chris Pratt thing is terrifying.
Yeah.
It is terrifying. Yahoo News, which very much is a mainstream media news source, and a pretty prolific one. They're all over the place. Tarred Chris Pratt, the actor. He's an A-list actor as a white supremacist. It was shocking. They did it in their headline. Listen to this headline. Chris Pratt criticized for white supremacist t-shirt. Okay. Here's the first most terrifying part of this. Based on what?
Mm-hmm.
Based on what? They based it on nothing more than a handful of rants from unverified Twitter accounts and one rant from an actual verified Twitter account of a Vulture, a writer for the publication Vulture. That's it. So let's deconstruct this, okay? All it takes to destroy your life is a small handful of liberals on Twitter.
Yes.
Decide that what you do wearing the Gadsden flag on your shirt is white supremacist, even though it's never been before.
No.
And they decide that on Tuesday. By Wednesday, you are racist. Your career is done. A handful of random liberals, nobody even knows who they are, get to tank you and decide what's white supremacist, and Yahoo goes along with it. That's terrifying. That's insane. And, you know, the reason I think they chose Chris Pratt is because he's apologized in the past. He's apologized for going to a church that teaches biblical values, which is, of course, homophobic. And so I think they saw him as an easy target. And I think they think if they can get him to apologize for wearing the Gadsden flag on his chest, they can make that, establish a new social rule that anybody who has ever displayed the Gadsden flag, ergo, is a white supremacist. I think that's where they're going with it. So I'm holding my breath today. Please, God, don't let him apologize. I know he's going to try to save his career.
Mm-hmm.
This is the power a handful of loons. Nobody even knows who they are on Twitter. They're not famous people. They're not people with a big following. Some of these Twitter accounts, I looked at them in the Yahoo article. They hardly have any followers.
Yeah.
Some liberal in their pajamas in their mama's basement somewhere, God knows where, gets to decide what's racist? Why? Why don't so many more of us get to decide it's not? And here's the thing. You want to hear the criticism? This is the argument for him being a white supremacist from one of these Twitter followers, as quoted by Yahoo. Although Pratt has not come out as a supporter of the Republican Party, it seems he shares conservative viewpoints on the gun lobby. This is all it takes now to be a white supremacist.
So in other words, being someone who is in support of a constitutional right as an American citizen, that makes you suspect. That tells you right where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Good grief.
I mean, they can't say he supports the Republican Party. They just say they think he supports the Republican Party. Ergo, he's a white supremacist.
There are plenty of people who support the Second Amendment who vote Democrat.
Yeah, no. Check out Boulder, Colorado.
Maybe you're making a racist decision based on his skin color. Because he's white, because he has defended his Christianity at times, you are assuming because he defends the Second Amendment that he is then a Republican. That is a racist attitude.
It's a ridiculous attitude. Now listen to this, Lee. It gets better. The picture of him wearing the Gadsden flag t-shirts, which, by the way, the Gadsden flag was not racist until this time about 42 hours ago.
Nor is the t-shirt he wearing actually a copy of the Gadsden flag. It simply has an American flag. It has the "Don't Tread on Me" snake on there and the words "Don't Tread on Me." And it was actually a pro-veterans group t-shirt.
Yeah, he was wearing it to support. This is the crazy part. The reason it ended, a picture of him in the flag t-shirt ended up online. He was supporting the Brain Treatment Foundation. It's their t-shirt.
Yes.
And they put it on there. The Brain Treatment Foundation is actually awesome. It helps veterans who have gotten brain damage in the line of duty, and they go in and help them in all kinds of ways to overcome their injuries. So they posted that to their Twitter account saying, look how awesome it is. Chris Pratt's long been a supporter of theirs.
Yes.
Okay, this is the level of viciousness. Nicole Fisher, who's on the board of the Brain Treatment Foundation, I think we can all agree brain treatment's good, right?
I would say yes.
I think we can. Woke up, she wrote, to 5,000 emails today, notes and emails, she says, and tweets, informing me I'm a white supremacist. 5,000.
Then why don't you just tell every one of them, oh, so you want veterans to die of brain damage. That's what you want.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they should turn right around. So you 5,000 want veterans who have been injured in the line of duty defending this country, and you idiots' opportunity to say things like this, you want them to die or to suffer brain injury for the rest of their lives. Hope you're happy with yourself. Have a nice life.
And you know what? I'll tell you, I'll bet you this. All 5,000 on Monday before this happened had no idea that the Gadsden flag was racist. They had no idea.
And I dare say
it wasn't racist on Monday.
I dare say none of those 5,000 ever have nor will pick up arms to defend this country.
Anyway, just pray that Chris Pratt doesn't apologize or otherwise back down, because if he does, they will have established a new social rule with the force of law in terms of taking your job, ruining your life, that the Gadsden flag is now racist and those who fly it are racist. Oh, by the way, you know why they say it's racist? Because the Tea Party's used it a lot. And we all know they're white supremacist. Well, how do we know that? Because some liberal said so. I mean, that's it. That's all you got. Yes, that's all it takes to ruin a man's life now. You can't make one single liberal Twitter troll angry or you're done. You got to keep them all happy. You better order your entire life so as not to offend a single one of them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.